Skye we hit 4. Oldham we're poor. Is Yeovil the final straw? This is episode 9. Bonjour. That's French for hello.
What's French for twat?
Pericard.
Welcome. This is Wise Men Say, episode 9. The only consistency is inconsistency.
Hey,
thought that myself. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to review 3 games today, 2 of which we lost.
And losing's becoming a habit.
Losing is a habit, isn't it?
Mm. And it's a hard one to get out of.
It is. Yeah, there's no electronic cigarettes for losing.
It's harder than smack.
So, anyway, Ben and Ian are both here, as I'm sure you've already heard.
I thought you were going to say Ben and Ian are both on smack.
No. That would slow the pace of the podcast up a bit, yeah, I would imagine.
I'd just say Ben's not on it.
No.
But I'm having a great time.
Today. We won 4-0. It was brilliant. We didn't stand the chance.
We're not going to do any features today. We are planning a Swindon Worst Ever 11 feature for episode 10, so stay tuned for that one. But yep. Today we're just going to be focusing on match reviews, predictions, and we're also going to talk a little bit about the transfer market as well, or more specifically.
Sean Morrison going,
yeah. Ball's gone back to City, and Charlie's still here, just.
Yeah, and Richie signed permanently.
Yeah, Richie.
Frampton signed to the end of the season. We might be getting someone for this new Find Me a Non-League person.
We got one of the people who's out on loan as well. We've given him an additional year on his contract.
Right.
Remember his name, Callum.
Callum Kennedy, right back.
Which made me think, because that happened before Morrison went. So I thought maybe that was a bit, because they knew Morrison would go in just to keep another defender on the books, I guess.
Yeah, but he's left back, isn't he?
Is he left back?
Do you not think that maybe he's thinking of moving one of the full backs to centre back? That's what I think he might do.
Really?
Big Kev?
I think so, possibly.
Big Kev at centre-back, I mean, that really does fill...
I can see more of the pitch in front of me.
Fill me with dread, if I'm honest.
What? I think Al Jeff can probably play centre-back and full-back as well.
How do you feel about Morrison going?
Gutted, because...
But realistic, it was going to happen.
Realistic, but we haven't got what he's worth, have we? But then in League One, you're a small club, you're never going to get what a player's worth, are you?
Hang on, but let's not forget, there's a tendency of all fans to overvalue...
He hasn't been great this season.
250.
He's cropped up the goals, whose obviously.
Contract was due to expire. Was it end of this year?
Yeah.
It was end of this year,
I think.
That's alright, isn't
it? But he's a young lad with a lot of potential. I don't know if we'd be able to do it because of, obviously, the buyout clause in his contract, but I don't know if we'd be able to put any sell on value with Reading. So whether if they sell on again, we'll get any money back. Because historically, that's something we don't do. We let Theo Walcott pass for our hands with minimal. Signing on money again. I mean, think what we would have got when Southampton sold him.
A lot of grief.
I mean, even Paul Town were clever enough to do it with Charlie Austin, weren't they? When Charlie Austin goes, Paul Town get a big windfall.
So that sounds like you're suggesting that from a financial perspective, Swindon could be a little bit better run, Ian. I mean, I don't know whether I'm putting words into your mouth.
Well, I just think, you know, players can go for a lot of money. And when you've got someone who... How old's Morrison?
19.
If he plays 3 seasons at Reading and does well and goes up one more level, Reading aren't going to sell him for 250,000, aren't they? If a Premiership team wants him, it's going to be 3 or 4 million.
News coming in that we have written into his contract that we get Terry's chocolate orange every year.
Well, that's good.
That is good. That's more than.
Did you finish your Toblerone in the end, mate?
No. It started to go white round the edges.
Did it really? What about the Toblerone?
I'm not.
Sorry.
Really bad.
Brilliant.
What? That's brilliant. And you didn't even look. Well, actually, no. Listen on, and you'll hear this brilliant joke that I do later. That's amazing. Took me all week to think up of it.
So we get? Did you say we get involved?
I think your therapist said it's the best joke you've made since you've been in the program, which I think is progress.
Did you? Did
you say program like I'm in some sort of
yes
rehabilitation?
Yes, you're doing really well.
Did you?
A couple more weeks and we'll let you out of the house.
Did you mention Ward?
Yeah. Well, everyone mentions Ward. Everyone says, but he's potentially coming back. I don't think Bolton want him to go to a League One team. They let him go to Coventry. He got injured, I think, had surgery, didn't play, went back to Bolton. But apparently we did some sort of deal with Bolton where if they agree to loan him to a League One side, we'll get first refusal. So I don't know.
Need a striker as well, don't we? Really? Even if Charlie stays, we need a striker.
Yeah, we need a striker there. Ward, can't he? He's got the ability.
Yeah. Mm. I think Ward... Charlie and Richie in the same team.
Now you're talking 4-3-3, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a very quick team.
Yeah.
And that way you get the best out of Patton and Douglas as well, because they've got a third man in there. Back four get a bit more protection, a bit more license for the fullbacks to get forward, perhaps. I mean, I don't know.
I'm disappointed to have lost Morrison, but I think one of the things we, if we can afford to lose anyone, it's probably a central defender. Would you not say?
Yeah, that's fair. You know, fair comment. It's not bad money for him.
No, it's not. It's not. Well, effectively, money wise, we've almost swapped him for Richie, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I think if you offered me the two players, I personally think I'd rather have Richie. It's just annoying. You bring another player and you strengthen your squad, and then you weaken it in another area. Would have rather had both of them, but if you asked me to keep one of them, it would have been Richard.
I mean, if you're in a footballer shop and you see someone the size of Sean Morrison and some old lady walks in with Richie under her arm and says, "I'll swap you that for that."
Maybe weight and size. We've had a bad deal.
We've not done one on volume. Physical mass.
I've just given Robin a look, which is a really.
I don't know why an old lady would go into a football
That's
shop
your analogy?
With Richie under her arm, but that is what I've chosen.
If anything, Richie must have gone up on the Richie list now. Now he's our permanent player.
Do you know what? It was Richie Sambora at number four, just above him. So I'm going to, let's catapult him above Richie Sambora.
Good. Number
four.
Yeah.
Let's not put a bit of money on him, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, we'll let the relevant people know, get the amendment stuck in his contract.
No, in Swindon, we've probably bought him for £250,000, but we've put a clause in his contract that says anyone can have him who offers more than 10.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's Bon Jovi,
That's the way we do business. Yeah. Talking of transfers, obviously fresh back from the Overgame today, does anyone think that it might be worth playing Rocky Robin?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was awesome.
One-handed save behind the goal.
Great reaction for the dive.
Great if we could get him on the podcast.
Doesn't mind getting his kit dirty.
Yeah.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
And I've seen him run. He's quicker than Paracard. Just.
No doubt.
Yeah. Rocky Robin. What a guy.
Legend.
Anyway, happy listening.
Yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Well, some of the local faithful have seen enough. And towards Austin! Where's his second of the match? Charlie Austin. Well, fairly emotionless on the sidelines, Danny Wilson. But he'll be delighted with his team's performance. Ball hooked across by Paul Caddis and no one picked up Austin. And goal number 17 in what's turning into an excellent season for Charlie Austin. Hands all 3 points to Swindon Town.
We're going to review our away victory at the Valley on Monday the 3rd of January now. Live on Sky Sports, Charlie Austin doing his reputation no harm on television. Where the hell did that come from?
I didn't see it coming.
No, I don't think
I did. No, I did see it coming. I predicted a win.
You didn't predict a win because you thought we would win. You predicted a win because
I did. I've got the faith.
It was a tactical. It was a tactical prediction.
My mum calls it the shining. This ability I've got.
She didn't give you one.
that's not how my mum sounds.
Is it?
What a match!
Yeah,
great game.
Yeah.
The best I've seen us play probably since we played Charlton before in last season.
You went to that match, didn't you?
Yeah, that was amazing at the Valley, and I didn't go this time because I didn't expect us to get anything at all. Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. I think everyone who watched on TV or even went there, when they saw the team announced
and
how we've been recently, it was kind of...
The starting lineup was a little bit scary, really, wasn't it?
You saying O'Brien? Because that's what I'm thinking.
I won't say it, but...
Richie
and O'Brien playing off Charlie.
Pratton almost playing up front.
Yeah.
He was just behind Charlie, which is... I've never seen him play that far forward.
I don't think you can put O'Brien out on the wing in a 4-4-2, though. I think if you are going to play him, it does have to be that role where they're kind of in the channel, just off the man up top, like a 4-3-3.
O'Brien? Yeah. 4-3-3, left-sided.
Yeah, left-side of a man up top. But
no, but it worked. It worked well.
We never really looked like we weren't in the game, did we? Even at 1-0 down, we looked good. We looked like we were up for it.
When we were 1-0 down, I just thought it was the same old story. We played well, got on the ball, probably looked the better of the two teams, and then suddenly we're 1-0 down.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be the same old story. We're going to play well and lose.
Yeah.
So you said before about one of our matches, we seem to play well when the cameras are there.
With the exception of Crawley, we do play pretty well on telly.
Rose was the last game we played.
Which we won.
Yeah. That was brilliant, that first the 10 minutes of the second half against Rovers.
Yeah, that was proper intent. We were really battering them, weren't we? Yeah.
We're a Hollywood team. We're the Harlem Globetrotters again.
I think one of the things which I did take from the game, it's obvious, but Charlie listens to the podcast, and he's listened to us say, but he never scores twice in a game. So he's waited until the live TV game to knock in two in a game.
Well, that sprinkler dance was actually aimed at us.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's like sprinkling away your theory somehow.
Your doubt. See, we sprinkle it away.
Take that, Rachel. O'Brien, of course, very, very cultured key pass for the equalising goal back up the line there.
Like Ian was saying
before, come to expect of him
about He did some good sort of distribution stuff, but there are a few of his decisions were a bit iffy. I mean, I personally think for their goal, he didn't take a step enough before actually trying to actually get the ball. And you said, I mean, in the second half, where he didn't make that decision about coming out, and he's almost forced sort of Sheehan into giving it, also Rowan into giving it away.
Well, Smith is just always, he's always nervous, aren't you? I mean, I'm not sure. Paul Smith, as he
we had a conversation in the week, didn't we, about a clothes designer, Paul Smith, playing for us.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah,
Paul Smith. Very big in Japan, apparently, Paul Smith.
Is he?
Yeah.
But he has, for a goalkeeper, he does hesitate massively. He comes straight towards the player, as if he's going to come for the ball, and then he gives up on it.
Yeah.
And then the defender doesn't know whether to take another touch, and for a striker, it's a brilliant opportunity. So if you can get a toe to it, the keeper's in no man's land, you're going to score.
That's it, you don't want uncertainty in the box.
Most definitely not.
That's not an STD kind of thing.
Sorry. But, maybe...
You don't want to let people easily into the box.
No.
That's always a problem.
Let's break out of this.
If I have a daughter, I'll certainly be telling her that.
That poor girl. Poor girl. Let's break out of it. I mean, it was a fantastic result. Fantastic things happened. Charlie getting two.
Yeah, I mean...
The first one by Richie, to be fair, was a great... The effort
before that. Their first effort was really good, because it was behind him, and the ball was quite high, and you have to remember, he's only a short guy.
Mm.
So to get up to a point where he could contact the ball and direct it on target, and then have the awareness to be first and knock it in... Mm. I rate Richie, and I think he's a really good player. He's only young, and I think he'll get better.
I think, again, with Richie, you can play a 4-4-2, and he can operate the touchline... O'Brien can't really do that, but Richie, again, I think he looks better with a 4-3-3. I think that's his position.
I think O'Brien's that typical player, like when you're younger and you're at school or you're at college, there's always someone who's really, really quick at running.
Yeah.
And they say, don't be a runner, you can be a footballer. You've got the sheer pace, we can teach you the rest.
Yeah.
And someone just hasn't taught him the rest.
Yeah.
He's still really fast, but he can't do the other bits.
Yeah. Great at a straight line.
Sensible soccer player, you called him, didn't you? I still think that's a fairly
Exactly right. You move a joystick
analogy.
And the ball is gone. No control.
I know it's a few times with today's game, which we went to... I always forget who we played today. Did we play today?
Yeah, I always do that.
Yeah, Yeovil. Like, Richie, a few times, I think you said, because he's massively one-footed.
Yeah.
But quite often the ball will be played sort of through to him, and he'll misjudge it and run in the path of the ball and hit him on the heel.
On the heel, yeah.
Yeah, that happens quite a few times.
Yeah, it did happen quite a few times.
But maybe that's because he's so quick.
Yeah.
He's already moving before the ball's... And that's when you need to have the quality of the pass. You need someone to be aware of how quick he is and put the ball into a situation where you know he's going to beat the defender to it.
Even though he's not obviously a striker, but his sprightliness in going for the second opportunity when he presents himself reminded me of a young Michael Owen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of straight back in there.
So you're saying in about 5
he's
years he'll be burnt out and rubbish.
Flying a helicopter.
They have loads of racehorses.
Yeah.
He's so boring. I've watched this video of him once, right, and they're just like saying, so obviously, great score, that goal in the World Cup. It was a really memorable day for me.
Yeah,
he's not.
He's been programmed by Umbro. He is everything about Umbro is Michael Owen, just boring.
Worst kit designers of all time.
I want to know what Caddis is going to do for me next, because against Bournemouth, he hit the ball about 100 metres in the air and ran onto it himself. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then against Charlton, he nearly scored the own goal of the... Well, the own goal, the own goal to end.
What happened?
Mate, he was getting closed down, and he tried to back pass it, I guess, but it was...
Tried a back pass from about 40
yards. 40 yards from goal.
And lobbed it right over. I mean, again, Smith just kind of went over another one of his walks.
And it's just shaved the post. It would have made Soccer AM if it had gone.
Really?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it would have made
Smith
a lot
of walking around the 18-yard box.
Christmas compilation DVDs as well.
Smith was just walking around the 18-yard box typing goal into his sat-nav, trying to get back to where he should be. Cause he didn't.
Really? I thought he was taking brass rubbings.
Do you know what annoyed me a little bit about the Charlton game? Is I thought we played absolutely brilliantly. And then the gloss was taken off of it a little bit. But the next day, Charlton sacked their manager.
Charlton
was so bad, and that's the reason why we beat them 4-2. I think if we played like that, we could have turned over anyone.
We are the Globetrotters of League One away from home. Everyone knows that.
A couple of things for me. It was great to see Charlie score two goals, and that second one, as we were just saying now when we watched the highlights,
made the space brilliantly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. To not just follow the ball out, as you were saying,
makes space by not moving, not by moving. Look at that.
Wow.
What I also like
is that.
The fact that because Morrison's left, we haven't even mentioned his goal.
What?
And who? We pretend he doesn't even exist.
Oh, is that the guy that Don Goodman called Mark Morrison?
Yeah.
Here it is!
Return of the man! There's no need for that.
Don't shoot me, Mark.
Oh my god!
Well, it was what you said about the header. Yeah, it's a bullet header, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful header. Yeah, I mean that's one of the most visible assets to his game. Obviously, he has got.
I'm going
to
say it now that Morrison's on his way out. To me, he always reminds me. He looks a bit like Paddy McGuinness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who also looks like John O'Shea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird love triangle.
And I think that's what basically
they sleep with each other.
That's what Redden
that like
wanted him for.
What that he looked
like. They don't sleep with each other.
Sorry, allegedly, nothing. No one sleeps with each other. I retract all those statements.
Oh,
I love the fact that you had to action to. No, yeah, they don't sleep together.
X nay. Yeah, no, it was a wonderful birthday present for myself.
Yes,
you know, I don't want to go all egocentric about this, but you know, I like to think that it happened on my birthday for a reason. You know,
their second goal.
I am the second coming. That's what I'm trying to say.
Sorry, it's the second goal.
Yeah.
Their second goal was very nice.
Yeah,
you said it was very similar to the Bournemouth one.
Yeah, very similar to Bournemouth one. Same sort of position in the goal area. Good finish into the corner. That's a strange thing with Swindon. Even at 4-2 up with a couple of minutes left, I was still worried that we would find some way of throwing that game away.
Mate, we're a balls out kind of team.
Because no matter who we play, we've said it loads of times before, we never batter anyone. And even at two goals up, you're still nervous that we're going to somehow manage to throw it away.
It was an anomaly for so many reasons. Charlie scored twice, you know, we scored four goals, we went behind and we won the game.
Yeah.
And also, we looked solid, we looked tough to beat. We never, even at 1-0 down,
some of the little passages of play, like even just outside our own 18-yard box, we're playing little triangles, slide rule passes. You know, people who don't watch Swindon, and actually, funny enough, I looked on the I looked on some of the forums to see if you'd posted up the adverts for the podcast, and I was reading through what some people had written, and there was a couple of supporters from other teams who had gone there and said, like, Sunderland fan in peace or Southend fan in peace. How are your team where they are?
Yeah, exactly.
Just watched you on Sky. Absolutely brilliant.
But the thing is, in the context of the season, it couldn't be any more of an anomaly, could it?
No, it really couldn't.
It was just
quite interesting to see it spark.
Whatever you did, Danny, do it again. Is it O'Brien? Is it all down to O'Brien?
Maybe it is.
Perricard didn't play at all.
DeSavi didn't play at all.
I want to nip your hate campaign in the bud.
It's not hate. You notice I haven't called him Paracrap today.
Well, you've just done it there.
Anyway, we'll move on to him, no doubt, because we did see him today, didn't we?
I want to make sort of a final point for me on the chart. I say final point, like an after-school special. Just I want everyone to hear the morale. Moral story.
Yeah, take care of yourselves.
I know we've all had fun doing this podcast today, but let's take a moment to contemplate the
serious. Think about Sean Morrison's feelings. for me, I don't know if anyone else got a bit of sort of latent rage about it, but you know when they're talking about Charlie and like they're saying like Don Goodman saying things about Charlie, it's just like, oh yeah, he's brilliant striker and all sort of stuff, you're kind of like, yeah, well, we know that, leave off him, man. He's mine. Stop telling us stuff that we already know.
I think the more we try and grip Charlie, the more he'll slip through our fingers.
He's like a teenager.
No, but if you watch any football programs when they talk about Charlie, they all say it's not if he goes, it's when he goes, isn't it? And every Swindon fan's resigned to that. He's obviously going to leave. The only two things you can hope for is, but one, it's maybe at the end of the season, and secondly, when he does go, we get what he's worth.
True
certainly
words.
In the case of Morrison, we've recouped the amount of money that he was worth.
We need to show a bit more steel in our negotiating tactics, but there we go.
Or not write silly buyout clauses into people's contracts.
It's not Championship Manager, people.
Yes, but these are big money involved. People aren't going to pay a couple of million when they can look at your contract and pay 250,000. Got to be clever about these things.
Anyway, still.
Although if anyone wants to pay 250,000 for O'Brien, they can have him.
Two previous owners. Looked after him very well. A couple of fag birds in the back. Sorry about that.
Paracard comes free with him.
Okay. Buy an O'Brien, get a free Paracard.
Nice. That was Charlton anyway.
That was Charlton.
Dale Stevens to surely make it safe for Oldham, converts from the spot. Seventh goal of the season for Dale Stevens, and with just 2 minutes to go and a 2-0 lead, it should spell 3 points for Oldham Athletic.
We're going to review our 2-0 defeat to Oldham at Boundary Park on Saturday the 8th of January now. Back to normal.
Yeah.
Normal services resumed.
Charlton to the lows of Oldham.
It's not a good thing for a podcast, because I don't really want to talk about it.
No.
Well, we'll keep it sweet, yeah?
Just a series of false dawns every single time we get a good result.
They're only false dawns if you believe in them.
Well, but I do believe in it, though. We beat a decent... It happens every time. We beat a decent team or get a result against a team which are in the top half of the league, and then we turn around and lose to one of the... what I consider to be one of the bottom not one of the bottom teams in the league, but not one of the teams that will be pushing for promotion, I don't think.
No, it's a good goal from them, that Taylor goal, wasn't it? Good finish.
Yeah, it was a great finish.
It looked like he went 4-3-3 again, obviously.
O'Brien started two games in a row.
Yeah, O'Brien started two games.
You can't blame him. You couldn't change it after Charlton, could you?
No.
You know, the result was so good there, you couldn't... But
I'd heard that Vinny had been knocking on the door and training all week. Wrong house.
That's the timing. Terrible. That's the timing.
What do you mean that's terrible? It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I maintain.
Why don't you tell it again?
Yeah.
don't want to ruin it. I think that Morrison ducked for that goal.
He did. Yeah, I blame Morrison for everything.
Do you
want
to
smash his face for when he gets his new picture taken of the Reading sticker album?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the John O'Shea lookalike album. Paddy McGuinness lookalike album.
Or the Paddy McGuinness love triangle.
Paddy McGuinness love triangle. He was on Soccer AM this morning, wasn't he?
Paddy McGuinness.
Yeah, he was taking penalties with Chris Kamara.
Yeah.
Is that what his career's come to? Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse than Take Me Out.
He is one of those celebrities, isn't he, Paddy McGuinness, who kind of latches onto that whole football culture thing.
Yeah, he's really annoying. But
The periphery of it.
He's a poor man. Poor man's Peter Kay.
He did do one really good joke when he was on Soccer AM once. And who was the presenter before the one they've got now?
Oh, about Lovejoy.
When they go, Peter Kay to write your jokes? And he goes, well, do you get Lovejoy to write all yours?
Yeah, that was a good comeback.
Yeah, but that's the highlight of his career. Anyway, Oldham.
Can we just carry on talking about Paddy McGuinness?
Yeah, I think it's better.
Really?
I think it's better.
Hey, but it's just some things. Rose was unlucky with that free kick.
Yeah, Rose
always gets it on
his
target.
His free kicks are brilliant.
Mm. To be honest,
they need to be because some other aspects of his game aren't. So.
Someone sold it to him and said, like, left back, all you've got to concentrate on is free kicks. That's all the left back does.
I was having a conversation the other day with Andy, actually. Andy, you know Andy.
Well, he's my brother, yeah, so I'm aware of him.
No, not that Andy. The other Andy.
Andy Gibson.
He's not my brother, but no. I do know him.
And he was actually... he was saying about the left side and saying Sheehan Ambrose could potentially play on the left side, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I think Sheehan's played well when he's come in.
Well, like a job share?
Well... like a car share, yeah. For a greener left side.
Sellotape them together.
No, but you could have, you know, Sheehan's obviously got some ability coming forward, and he's quite pacey. You could have Rose, you know, holding the fort at left back, or you could even swap it around and have sort of Rose hogging the touchline, Sheehan biting the tackle at left back, and perhaps Rose, if he does hog the touchline and his first touch is good enough, then maybe he can just, you know, perform a Beckham-esque type winger's role. I'm not saying Rose is David Beckham, but you know what.
I don't think there's much to choose between them, really. No, it's similar to the keeper situation.
Hair's breadth.
Because there's not much to choose between Lucas and Smith either.
Against a flying winger or someone who could really, a team that could really damage us, I'd want Sheehan.
Yeah, I think Sheehan's probably the better defender out of the two.
Rose
is the special teamer.
Fullback's a strange position, though, isn't it? Because you do have to be a decent attacking person to play fullback now, just the way the game's changed.
Yeah, Rose is good at clever on the ground. I think against Charlton he went on about a 90-yard lungbuster run, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he can cover that ground quite well. And his free kicks, like we said before, the set-piece delivery.
His free kicks are Premier League standard, aren't they?
Yeah,
The free kicks are really good. It's a difficult... To be a fullback is a difficult thing. It's difficult to get someone who's good at going forward and someone who's good at the back as well. Mm. And I watch Liverpool a lot, and we've got the same problem with Glenn Johnson. He's really, really good going forward, but he can't defend. Mm. You know, that's maybe why someone like Ashley Cole is so good, because he can get forward and he can defend as well. Mm. But are you gonna get a player in League One who can do both brilliantly? Probably not.
No.
So it'll be a case of choosing which games are going to be best for Rose and which games will be better for Sheehan.
What do we think on this 4-3-3? I mean, is that something that we can see working perhaps with...
Well, considering we're sponsored by 4-4-2, they're probably able to change it.
We're not changing the magazine. Basically, the name picks the formation.
Yeah. They probably want us to play 4-4-2.
Yeah, no, that's a
very good point. The handball for the penalty, it's kind of just landed on the top of Charlie's hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it's hard to argue when your hand's above your head.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got to give it anyway.
He's clearly not done it deliberately, but it's unfortunate that the ball has landed on the top of it when he's got it for the header.
Was it handball as well against, I think it was Bournemouth when we could see the penalty? Is that Austin as well?
It was Frampton originally given as Frampton, but I think you're right. I think it was a different player to Frampton. It might have been Austin.
I'm sure I remember reading, but it was Austin, which was, I hoped, but maybe some potential buyers would read that and think, oh, he gives penalties away, we won't put it in.
But he scores lots of goals. Yeah, but penalties are the red, mate, even if they're out.
I feel sorry for anyone who went up to Oldham to watch that, to be honest, because it's not the nicest place in the world, is it? And no offence to anyone who has ties to Oldham out there, anyone of our multitude of 12 listeners.
But not letting Perricard play is disgusting. No. He's a member of the squad. He should have been allowed to.
Ambassador of the club.
Yeah.
For me, right, the final point, my final point again in the article special.
It's a bit like Springer's final thought.
It is a bit like Springer's final thought. Yeah.
Does Jeremy Kyle do a final thought?
No.
It's like sort of the English Jerry Springer, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
But he doesn't do a final thought.
No.
What's your final thought, Ben?
My final thought, if I can get to it,
is then
Southampton beat them 6-0 away from home.
Yeah.
At Boundary Park.
But then we beat Southampton.
But that's
using the logic.
That's League One all over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely League One all over.
6-0 drubbing at home. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Mm. No, it is a bit. But Wednesday got 5 put past them by, was it Yeovil or something?
Someone. Exeter.
Exeter, that's right. Exeter.
Yeah, but that was at Exeter's ground. Southampton went to Oldham and beat them 6-0.
Yeah.
So the away goals, that's 12.
Anyone can beat anyone in that.
Yeah.
We beat
Southampton in the was it the JPT? When Perricard scored that amazing unorthodox volley?
He's trying to get it with his chest.
Yeah.
Got it all wrong.
Do you know what? We've not really seen much of Perricard in the box. He might be really good in the box. Do you know what I mean? With the right service and I'm talking diving headers, volleys, first time finishes, stuff like that. We've not seen any of that.
But the thing is, the person who shows the movement in the box is Austin, isn't it? So they normally look for him.
I mean, I'm just clutching at straws. I mean, he was pretty poor again today. Again,
to be fair, the box is a long way for him to run as well.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the genius of the centre circle. Bringing the ball down.
He is possibly the slower. Do you know what he looks like when he runs? Have you ever seen any ridiculous Olympic walking competitions?
Yes.
When they're not allowed to run, so they just have to walk as fast as they can.
That is exactly how he... I don't know how...
There's some sort of rule that both legs can't be off the floor at the same time.
How do they police it? Do they police it the whole way through? Does someone have to follow? And, like, see what's going on?
You know, it'd be a pretty rubbish sport to cheat at as well. So what do you get disqualified for? Cheating in the walk-in race.
What? How did you cheat? I ran.
Perricard would be brilliant in that event, though, because there's no way he would run.
Yeah.
There's no way that he would cheat and run.
I think you've stumbled across a potential career path for him.
Yeah,
it's not too late, V.
Yeah. But anyway, that was our review of the Oldham game. As you can see, we covered lots about it.
Yeah, very, very relevant points made.
Yeah.
But no, actually no points made, technically.
Well done. My Perricard joke was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Anyway, that was Oldham.
After a goalless first half at the county ground, this one turned on the second half dismissal of Swindon's Michael Rose, the defender seeing red against his former club for trampling on Ed Upson. And once the melee had died down, Rose headed for the showers, leaving his teammates up against it for the final half an hour. In fact, it took Yeovil just 5 minutes to press home their advantage. A moment of indecision gave Sam Williams a sight at goal, and Dean Bowditch pounced to earn the Glovers a third straight win that leaves them tantalisingly close to escaping the bottom four.
Time to try and find some positivity in today's game at home, County Ground, Saturday, the 15th of January. We've just lost 1-0 to Yeovil.
And it hurts, man.
It does hurt.
It does hurt. We needed to win. They needed to win today, but we needed to win.
Yeah, you've been saying to me all week about how it was a must win. And I didn't really think it was a must win until today for some reason.
Yeah, I did. That's the way I saw it. I thought we've got to beat Yeovil at home because it's like a yardstick, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, there's no easy games and you should never underestimate the opposition, blah, blah, but...
But a win today would have been 6 points from the last three games.
Yeah.
And when you looked at Charlton, Oldham, Yeovil, you would have definitely settled for that.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You didn't see the stamp, did you, Ian?
No.
And you didn't
see
it.
No, I didn't see it.
I did, and it's a blatant red.
Definite red?
Yeah,
absolutely. You cannot.
If that is the case, that's just stupidity from Rose, because we were on top of the game. I thought he was playing very well. He's obviously fouled before and he's reacted to it, but you're a professional footballer, you just know you can't stamp on someone.
No, you can't do it. It was kind of the man who fouled him, I think it was still a bit of a tangle. Maybe something was said, but it was a stamp.
What stupidity from him personally, because he hasn't got that... His place in the team is by no means tied down, is it?
No.
Him and Sheehan are both competing for that one spot.
Yeah.
Sheehan's obviously served suspension. Rose has come in. He had the chance to make the position his own. He played well today. Some really, really good free kicks.
He was our goal threat, wasn't he?
He was our goal threat. We were on top of the game. And then suddenly he's gone. He won't play for three games now. And, you know, we couldn't get a result with 10 men.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't get a result with 10 men against Crawley.
I mean, one good thing that did happen today was that, you know, Ben came up with substituting a kick from a rose to Seals, a kiss from a rose, about Rose's free kick ability. So I was quite pleased.
That was quite clever. I like to...
That was before he got sent off.
Yeah, to try and, you know, spice things up a bit.
Kick from a rose. Yeah, there we go.
Where Rose did his stamp, was that... In the same area of the pitch where Cantona did his famous stamp on Moncur?
It was, actually.
So, Do you reckon that bit's haunted or something?
Yeah, the stamp sector.
Yeah.
Like the Bermuda Triangle, not the not the love triangle. The Paddy McGuinness love triangle.
But it just, I don't know, something comes over the players in that area.
And they just stamp.
Yeah.
The Red Mist.
The Red Mist.
Terence Stamp.
Which probably is going to be the next name of Swindon's club you have to join. Like, is it Big Red, or whatever they do at the moment, which is 30 quid? So, Red Mist, £40 a season.
I mean,
what do you get? A flag?
I'm just,
why is there a bumblebee on it?
Seriously, do you get a flag? So I'm interested.
Quid, it?
I think it's 45 quid now, and you get power card.
Drawing bumblebees. Oh, another positive from the game. Jean-Francois, LJF, JFK.
Yeah, in. He was great, but there's a few moments when he's at the back where it's kind of
a little bit heart and mouth, isn't it?
Don't, mate, don't do that.
But I think he was a positive. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I didn't think he played. I mean, yeah, I thought he would play today, because obviously I would assume he's going to play more now Morrison's gone.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't think he played badly today. He's another player like Smith. When he's got the ball, or when he's about to be involved in the action, you're nervous.
Mm.
The same way you are when a Manqua plays. Yeah.
Easy.
You know? Yeah, I'm maybe. Sorry, Ben, but we have to say some horrible things about Amankwa. You can step outside if you want and not listen.
We'll just make it clear that you're saying.
No one's having a go at his drawings, all right? We've agreed they're brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's just the nervousness when he's on the ball, and the same with Smith, same with Amankwa when he plays.
I don't get it as much with the LJF, I've got to be honest.
I didn't think he played badly today.
Yeah, Smith, yeah.
I wouldn't say he had a brilliant game, but I didn't... Yeah, I don't
no
think
one
he
had a brilliant
no,
game.
No, he then. Didn't look out of place in the team.
But then LJF was surely our best player today.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought he's one of our
best players. So the man of the match award go to Johnny Douglas.
I thought Douglas played well.
He played well, but it's LJF.
And it's a kind of welcome back, isn't it? You know, we do need him. It's his first start. I know he came on for Timlin against Oldham, but we need him, don't we?
No, we do. Massively need him.
Well, there was no talking today, though. There's something up.
Yeah.
You know, no one wanted it. Something Cuthbert is... a couple of times had the ball under a bit of pressure, and no one was helping him out.
They don't play as a team at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that always comes back to the manager, doesn't it? But again, I mean...
Every time I watch Swindon play, I always think our best chance of success is when we pass it from midfield out to the wings.
Yeah.
I really think that is where we can beat teams.
I mean,
Richie on one side, McGovern when he goes on the other side, even to a certain extent Caddis when he gets the ball on the flank, or Rose.
Yeah.
We've got the ability to go past people there.
You're just, as you're naming players there, I'm just thinking they were bad today.
Yeah,
They were bad today.
You know that?
I think there's
Should I name some Yeovil players?
Yeah.
The heart and mouth moment.
Bowditch scored again, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a good finish.
He's Smith, dangerous.
With that, when his hip sort of dropped the ball onto the crossbar.
Yeah.
That's
just comes back to what I'm saying before. Even with the simplest of tasks, you're worried, but he's going to make a massive clanger, which is going to cost us.
You know, as a player, sure, you'd be kind of, Smith, easy, mate. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, calm down.
you're killing us,
mate. Someone just needs to give him a hug.
Big Kev.
Yeah.
I think Smith struggles with his distribution as well. A lot of the time, you can see the two fullbacks wanting the ball quickly, the quick rollout, and he doesn't do it, and then he looks like he's going to do the big kick out of his hands, and then he doesn't do that, and then he rolls it out his area and decides to kick it under pressure.
Unlucky with the goal, though. I mean, he's made a good save.
Yeah, he made an unbelievable save.
He knocked
before up
the bar,
the goal.
Didn't he?
Point blank, and he sort of blocked it onto the bar, and then Swindon's luck being what it is this season, it just fell straight to their striker.
Mm. Yeah. But, you know, once we had the man off, it did.
It was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, even the first half wasn't great. I thought we were going to nick it 1-0 somehow. You know, I thought maybe a set piece, maybe a mistake from them, because I don't think they were particularly good. And they're not particularly good, are they?
I thought we had a much... If you took maybe 20 minutes in the first half, maybe I would say the 20 minutes before half-time, it almost looked like a game where we were 1-0 down and there was 20 minutes left and it was just all-out attack to try and get back in the game.
That's right.
Because they had nothing. They were struggling to even get the ball out. Well, that was their only game plan.
Yeah.
The big kick outside there.
Yeah, we did have momentum. We had momentum.
Oh, we had momentum, definitely.
Then the red card. And it was, you know, and bottom line is, you know, I know you two didn't see it, I'm not sure if he made contact with the stamp, but the intent was there, and it was vicious. And he probably did make contact, but, you know...
Just don't do it.
You can't stamp.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if you're going to raise your foot and then put it down, you may as well stamp, because you're going to get sent off, aren't you?
Fair play to for Johnny Douglas for trying to even things up as well with your... Very theatrical.
Yeah.
Sort of. That was quite funny, because you could tell that he'd been fouled. It was a foul. It was definitely not a red card. And then I think he instantly thought, there's no time left. I need to get up straight away and get on with things. We're a goal down. And then as he got up, I think he thought to himself, Hang on a minute. If they're going to roll round, I'll roll round as well. Yeah. So was he did a sort of half get up, get back on the floor, roll around, yellow card, get back up and run away again.
But he is the winter of discontent.
He is the winter of discontent. At that point, obviously after sending off and after they scored, things seem to sort of get a lot worse, and particularly with Richie being taken off.
Yeah, that was an odd surprise. I think that was
a surprise for everyone, but it's the response it elicited from the town then.
Well, it was an odd sub.
It was, but they were kind of... That's the first real sort of vocalisation I'd heard at the Carrot Ground of people disapproving of something that Danny's doing.
I think this is going to be one of those games that is quite seminal, you know? It does have a certain amount of significance, because I did... No matter what, I expected us to win today. Not necessarily easily and not necessarily prettily, but I expected
us... You expect
us
a result. Yeah. But then, you know, the chance we had where you don't know what you're doing towards Wilson, and also towards some of the players, you're not fit to wear the shirt.
Yeah. It's not nice to hear, is it, really? But there we go.
Things aren't good.
No. What was that dive about from Williams in the first half as well? Then was it Williams, their number 7?
When he went clean through.
He made the wrong decision.
Was it their number 11?
It was the opposite end of the pitch from where I was, but he must have done a fairly good job, because from where I was, I was instantly worried, but it was going to be a free kick and a sending off.
Was it Welsh?
I think it was Welsh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you said from where you were, it was clear, but it was a dive.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because he got the wrong side of Rose.
Yeah, he really had, and I just think it just made him look like a massive cheat, and also... Took away a...
Was that the same person Rose stamped on?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so, no.
They seemed to sort of... They were always up in the referee's face quite a bit, weren't they?
That's what annoyed me, the sending off.
The dissent carried on for a long time.
I didn't see the stamp, but a lot of players went... I saw a lot of their players go straight to Rose, and then a lot of our players, obviously their players... Rolling around on the floor like he plays for Crawley, and then I noticed one of their players ran to the linesman and had a long chat with the linesman, and that kind of got my back up, because I wanted to make sure when the linesman was speaking to the referee, he was saying what he had seen, not what a Yeovil player had told him that he had seen.
Mm. Basically, I'm just going to tell you what the player said.
Yeah. So. I saw it all right, and he stabbed him with a knife, and then he kicked him in the eye. There was no knife.
Kicked him in the eye, but the kick did happen.
I think it would have been better if Pericard had tried to stamp on it, because Pericard would have missed him.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely would have, yeah.
Did Pericard come on before he came on?
I don't think he came on about 2 minutes.
I don't think there's any way, but he would have brought him on at 10.
No. But he came on before sending off, and then everyone's going, who's going to take off? It's got to be Pericard, surely. Yeah. That would have been so demoralising.
Hey, let's not forget that tackle he made, though.
That was brilliant.
And he sprinted back to make it as well. I thought it was Lessonnel, but it wasn't. It was
the funniest thing. Some guy
behind me shouting,
"Great tackle, Jean-Francois!" But he realised it was Pericard. Instead of saying "Great tackle, Pericard," he just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
A lot of Swindon fans are so against giving any praise to him whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, there is something a little bit hapless about a player who plays the furthest up the line and then can't hold it up, and it bobbles off him, and it's very visible. It's easy. It's like a keeper. If they make a load of mistakes in one game, you know, they're going to get slated. It's the same with his type of play. If he's not holding on to it, he's very easy to kind of, you know,
he looks lazy. But the thing that annoyed me, I actually found myself annoyed. I found myself annoyed by that sliding interception he made, because a lot of the time you never see Pericard sprint, and I've always thought he's not a very fast runner, it's not in his game, yet he sprang back from the halfway line and overtook two of their players to get back to make that tackle. So I thought, great tackle, but at the same time I'm annoyed now, because I know that you can run.
It's like
seeing someone get pushed around in a wheelchair and you feel terribly sorry for him,
and then they just and get
about
up and
six months later you find out they just get up and walk somewhere.
Just
and
claiming benefits.
All this time I've sympathised with you, because I thought it was beyond your control and there was absolutely nothing wrong, and that's the same way I feel about Pericard.
And that ruined.
Okay. Yeah, Pericard's not a benefit cheat though, right?
No.
Well,
it's not been proven. No.
Well, he's not going to. If what you're saying is true, he's not going to have much of a chance at the Olympic walking either. If he can actually
to rule him out of that as well.
Paralympics, Pericard, here we go.
Anyway. Paralympics.
Yeah,
does that work?
Paralympic. No, it works for me.
I don't know if it works.
Paralympics.
No, it doesn't work for me.
Sponsored by Mr. Cod.
Yeah, sponsored by Mr. Cod. Everything's sponsored by Mr. Cod.
Everything.
Oh, what a disappointing day.
Yeah,
it really is. You know, we expected a result. It's not coming. I don't know what's good. Probably the lowest I've been this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's... As I say, we've lost 1-0, but the first half was enough to show to me that we were a team that... We've got no belief, we've got no confidence, no one's talking.
But it's not the standard of our players, is it?
We've got good players. Not the standard of our players.
I'm far from being in the Wilson out group. In fact, and I'm sure that's a group that's getting bigger.
Yeah.
But I still think he's assembled a good team there, but something has gone wrong. And someone said to me last week, are you starting to think now that maybe losing Greer was a bigger thing than what we thought it was at the time? Maybe it could be right.
Yeah. Well, it's the leadership, isn't it? Yeah.
I personally hope it's not Wilson's last game in charge.
No.
I wouldn't be completely surprised if it was, but I wouldn't agree with it. No. I think you've got to give him till the end of the season.
I'm not gonna chant Wilson out, but I certainly won't be chanting Wilson in. I'm on the fence at the
massively
moment,
on
so
the fence. Yeah.
Not enough people chant Wilson in.
No,
never really heard that one.
Well, I think the away supporters chant it.
Yeah.
The week before we play him.
So anyway,
that was Yeovil.
That was Yeovil. Right, we're on to predictions now, which is my favourite part, because I'm still in the lead. The three matches that we predicted from last time, yeah, not the best of results for us. So anyway, Charlton, Robin, 1-1 draw.
Where did that come from?
Well,
shame on you predicting a draw.
Exactly.
What did I predict?
4-0 you predicted.
4-0, I 4-2, so it's close.
Yeah. No
to Charlton, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I predicted 2-1, because I'm awesome, because I know how stuff works.
It was a tactical prediction, mate. Tactical
you
prediction.
Say that, Robin.
You got Man United socks on?
No.
They look like Man United socks.
Fake cowboy boots. See?
Cowboy team.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't even make sense. Anyway, the older match. Robin, 2-1 away. You predicted? Nope.
What did I go with?
1-0.
Mm.
Me, 3-0. So no points all round.
No points all round.
Yeah, and then Yeovil.
We all thought we'd beat Yeovil.
Yeah.
We should have beaten Yeovil.
1-0 to Robin, 2-0 to me, 3-1 to Ian. Rubbish.
Mm. Well, you said you reckon we'd have beaten with 11. I think
we would have beaten with 11, yeah.
I mean, it could have gone either way, I think, with 11. Yeah. We're so bad that they still could have won it 1-0. But yeah, we should have beaten with 11. Anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
They were celebrating quite a bit then, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, well, big 3 points for them.
Of course, they need the three points. You know, where they are now is where we're going to be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, did you try our burgers? They're better than yours. Just a nice little if you've been listening.
Yeah, continuity, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite good. So that makes the score overall 10-6-6. So I'm on 10. Robin's on 6.
Hang on. 10-6-6 asterisk. Never forget. Ian's asterisk.
10-66.
Yeah, very good.
It's quite good. Yeah. Historical reference.
Your plug for Hastings Insurance.
Oh,
1066.
That could be their free phone number. 0800-1066-1066.
That is the free phone number.
Is it really?
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
1066.
Why else would he do that joke?
Oh, because I'm slow. That's not why he did the joke.
Yeah, well, many reasons. So yeah. Anyway, the next predictions we're going to do. So Bristol Rovers away and Tranmere at home in the next two
that
games.
That is correct.
We're gonna
yeah, 22nd. Yep, 22nd of January, Bristol Rovers away. 25th of January, Tuesday night game. All aboard the night game. Swinton, sorry.
All aboard!
The night game. Doodle-doo-doo. Sorry.
Night game. I really love that. Sorry, that was Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, Guns N' Roses, yeah. Happy days. Because we're going to do the next podcast on the 27th, aren't we?
So we
can only predict two games, basically. Ian, would you like to go first? Bristol Rovers away.
Bristol Rovers, I predict a train journey that smells of urine.
Yep.
Followed by abuse on the way in.
Yep.
Hopefully, followed by 3 points.
Go on then.
2-1.
Nice. Swindon?
Yeah.
Scorers?
Don't be stupid. Don't even answer, we haven't got the time.
Pericardo in goal for theirs. And then Paul Smith, Don Goodman's member from Sky.
Paul Smith and Ted Baker.
Give it to you guys for Ted Baker to get one as well.
New signing, Ted Baker.
Happy days. Super Ted.
Go on, the bat to you.
We're not...
you're doing the bit where I said
sorry,
don't take ages.
Sorry, we're going to win 1-0.
Hey, nice.
How long's Robin on Tourette's? And why have we never mentioned it before?
What, because we're going to win... Because he gets really embarrassed about it.
He's got Tourette's and a stammer.
Bully.
Yeah, I've noticed he hasn't got that on his Facebook profile.
Fair enough.
My name's Robin. Off.
Anyway, my prediction, I think we're going to draw 1-0. So, Robin, you can go first, the Tranmere game.
I really want to shout something random to back up the Tourette's thing, but I'm not going to. We're going to win that 2-0.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should win that game. 1-0.
Pains me to do it. 0-0.
It's weird because we're all sat here and we're all predicting victories for Swindon, but you can't see us listening to this, but our faces don't look like we mean those victories.
They're pretty faces.
Oh, they're nice faces. Yeah, I think obviously yours, mate, not mine. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, it is depressing. Mm. It is depressing.
Anyway,
and it's depressing that Ben's winning the predictions as well.
It's
but
not depressing. Yeah. It's deserved.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I think when Ben predicts a loss and we do lose, he's pleased about it.
Yeah,
he doesn't care about it.
There's a little bit of him.
It's all about personal glory for Ben.
Mm. I ring up my mum. Mum, guess what? I said it was going to be we're going to lose, and we lost. Oh, good for you, Ben. Yeah, I know. I showed the both of them. That's the last time they laugh at me.
She didn't give you one.
I used to phone your mum, but a £2.50.
Oh, stop it! That was predictions.
That was Wise Men Say episode 9. Episode 10 should be ready around about Friday, the 28th of January, where we're going to review Bristol Rovers away and Tranmere at home. We're also going to do a feature on Swindon's worst ever 11, and that's where you, the listener, comes in. We'd like you to email into us or contact us in some way with nominees, basically, for your worst ever Swindon 11. Can be from the past, present, obviously future, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it can be single players, it can be the whole team.
It can be the whole team, if you feel like it. We've already had quite a lot of solid input, but we want more, so please do email in to wisemensay@live.co.uk. Reasons as well. You know,
yeah,
why
we both have a reason.
Yeah, it could be attitude, it could be transfer fee versus output, it could be lack of skill, haircut, yeah, the way they walked.
Yellow boots.
Yeah, yes. Anything. Yeah, boots. Yeah, absolutely anything. You know,
stupid name.
You know, hate is such a wonderful thing. You know, there's so many reasons.
One thing we will not accept though is because of someone's ethnic origin.
Definitely,
that will not be classed as a reason.
No, definitely not. I mean,
you know who you are. Exactly. Stop emailing,
yeah. Dad. I've told you, I don't need your input into this podcast.
We at the podcast are ourselves a multicultural celebration.
Yeah,
so
we are.
It would be churlish for us to give those sort of reasons.
We're half Asian. Ian's from Bassett.
Yeah, if you put me and Ben together, you get a full Asian.
Yep.
But that's another story. Anyway, we have an email address, as I've already said. It's wisemensay@live.co.uk. We also have a website, which you can visit if you've got the intraweb, which is wisemensaystfc.blogspot.com. We are on Facebook, as Wise Men Say.
Go and find us, add us, be our friend.
We are on Twitter. We tweet on wisemensaystfc.
We've joined the tweeting revolution.
Yeah.
If you're listening from another club's podcast, obviously you've only got about 2 weeks now to the deadline day to get one of us. Reading podcast, if you're listening, I've got a £10 buyout clause in my podcast contract.
Topical.
So you can come and get me, take me for nothing.
Very good. Very good. Can you take O'Brien as well?
Yeah.
The actual player. Nothing to do with the podcast.
How are we going to cheer ourselves up, though? Seriously.
Yeah, I know
we had a KFC afterwards, and it kind of worked.
Yeah. Well, I think KFC was all right for the draws. That brought us up. I'm thinking of moving certain stronger. Lose next week, heroin.
Now we're talking. Ian, this is why I invited you on. Brilliant.
Apparently that bloke who emails us sells it, so...
No doubt. We don't really get those emails.
No.
But we'll keep pretending we do. Anyway, I think that's just about it for episode 9.
Yeah.
Make me an offer.
Ben, you're going to have to finish it because your phone's ringing.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's Marbury.
It's that bloke. The minute I said heroin. He delivers.
Someone say heroin.
We need to stop making so many heroin jokes.
Do we?
No, I don't know. Maybe not.
Anyway,
none of us are advocates of recreational hardcore drug use. Can we just say that?
But habitual.
Yeah, habitual's a different story.
Anyway, that was a... Episode 9.
It was episode 9. We're feeling fine all the time.
See you.
Time is all mine, all mine.
See you in episode 10.
I can't get a vein.
Wait, pass us, belt, will
you? You're so vain.
Bye.